Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Danny.
I can't believe it's that time of year again.
It's Eurovision time.
And it's preview episode time. Hello and welcome to the Wind Machine podcast, not your average Eurovision podcast. My name's Danny Tregoning and today I'm joined by the machine to my wind, Mark Perkins.
Hi Danny, hi Eurovision listeners.
Well, it's been a year since our last preview episode, so it's time to do it all again.
All over again.
So for the last few weeks, we've been listening to all of the songs, and we have 43 this year. Russia didn't decide to nick off like they did last time,
which
was great for editing, we've got to say. We had to go back and change all of the bits.
Yes.
Thanks for that, Russia. So I know especially Laura, Fleur and Betty have been desperate to find out what our top tens are for this year, and I've been telling them to wait.
It's coming now.
So this is our combined top 10 for 2018 based on a jury of two. So we'll put the full details on our website and we'll hide them under a little drop-down box. So if you don't want to know while you're listening what got our 12 points, you can do it that way. But we had very different top 10s.
We did. And our ultimate winner, which I won't spoil yet, obviously, was different to how we graded it last year. Because last year, basically, we both voted for this country quite high.
Yes.
And ultimately, it became the winner by long margin.
Yes.
However, the winner for this year wasn't either of our 12-point choice.
No, but once you combine your points, it's very interesting who goes up and who goes down and who completely falls out.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is amazing. So we are covering all 43, but we're only playing our top 10.
Yeah.
So if you want to seek out the other songs that aren't in this podcast episode, feel free to do so. For our first batch, we're going a little boppy.
And the first song we will mention is our own.
Well, of course, we couldn't vote for ourselves.
No. Although technically we would probably vote it up high, probably in my top 10 personally.
Oh, for sure.
But it's a Eurovision preview. We decided to take, like last year, not to vote for our own country. And I'm doing talking marks and actually see me.
Yeah, it's fine.
Good stuff.
I can see you.
Yeah. So we didn't vote for Australia, but it's in our first batch we will discuss. Of course, it's Jess Malboy with We Got Love. Jess was born in 1989 in Darwin, and she was the runner-up of Australian Idol. She was a past member of Young Divas and an actress on the movie Sapphires. She was the interval act at Eurovision 2014 and was Australia's first official foray
with Sea of Flags
into Eurovision. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, Jess Malboy's song will perform ninth in semi-final two. So halfway.
Yeah, that's a pretty good spot, I think.
Good spot.
I think it's a good spot. Next on our list is Milovan. I always want to call him Milovy. With Under the Ladder from Ukraine. Kostyantin Bukharov. I think I rather Milovan. Was born 1997 in Odessa. He won the X Factor Ukraine in 2015. And Ukraine will perform 18th in semi-final two. They're closing the show.
So our next song in the group, this grouping of three, is Cross My Heart by Aysel from Azerbaijan.
Not to be confused with the other Aysel, who was also from Azerbaijan, different lady.
I got him confused originally. Anyway, Aysel was born in 1989 in Baku. She attended music school, as most singers do, and she will perform first in the first semi-final, so she will kick off the whole competition. And with that, we'll go into our first song in our top 10 Wind Machine Podcast Jury Awards 1 point to Lithuania, When We're Old.
I know I'll never forget the day the first time we met. We've come a long way since then, and I would do it all again. From your very first smile, I knew that I'd walk a mile. See, it's for real when you know you never wanna let go.
Okay, I'm going to try this. And she likes it when people attempt to say her last name. Are you ready? Eva Zazimashkaiti. I'm so sorry. That's completely wrong. Hey, look, I gave it a bash. She was born in 1993 in Kaunas. She has attempted to represent Lithuania 4 times for Eurovision. Amazing.
She got there in the end.
She did. Lithuania will perform 6th in semi-final 1. This was in yours, not in mine.
Yes.
I do like this song. It just didn't get in for me. Why did you like it so much?
I think because it's kind of sweet.
Mm.
And it's slow and it's got a good feeling about it.
She's got a terrible position in semi-final 1.
I know. It's going to be very hard for her to qualify.
She's got a 90s voice. Not that that's a bad thing.
Yeah, that's
she
true.
Sounds like she'd sort of stand up amongst sort of the Alanis Morissettes of the 90s.
Mm.
It's a very unique voice.
It is.
And I think it could make her stand out. We know semi-final 1 is terrible and it's going to be incredibly scary and all of our hearts are going to be broken.
Yeah.
But wish her the best of luck. So she got 1 point from us. And now for some pure pop.
Next up is Forever by Alexeyev from Belarus. He was born in 1993 in Kiev, Ukraine, and was a semi-finalist on The Voice Ukraine. Belarus will perform 8th in semi-final 1.
Next up in our little grouping, we have Eleni Ferreira, who's singing Fuego, which means fire, and representing Cyprus. She was born 1987 in Fier in Albania, but she lives in Greece. There was a bit of contention why she didn't actually represent Greece. I know there was some drama. She has tried out for Eurovision in 2010, 2013 and 2016, and Cyprus will perform 18th in semi-final one.
Next up is Doridos with My Lucky Day from Moldova. Marina Degentiet, born 1986, Eugeniu Andrionov, born 1993, and Sergio Mita, born 1993, and they are from Rybnik. They attempted to represent Moldova in 2015 and 2016. Well, they're finally here again. Moldova will perform 7th in semi-final 2. And our next song, Wind Machine Podcast Jury, awards 2 points to Bulgaria for Bones.
Love is like a black hole. Everything is dark. You just gotta let go and feel it, feel it, feel it. We fell off the deep end just to get a rush. You know that it's right when you feel it, feel it, feel it. What is life if it's just
Now, this year, Bulgaria has decided to throw a band together for Eurovision, and they've called themselves Equinox. So it's Zana Bregadov, Georgi Simonov, and Vlado Mikolov. They're all Bulgarian. But we've got some ring-ins. Johnny Manuel and Trey Campbell are American singers. Vlado did the backing vocals for Bulgaria in 2017, and they will perform 10th in semi-final one. This song had a lot of buzz around it because it was one of the last songs to be announced.
Yes.
And they kind of did a bit of a teaser, which was weird because they didn't really announce who the band was. We just had a name and then we had some lyrics. And then looking at the lyrics, I thought, what the hell have they sent? But the thing is, when it's all put together, it's quite a solid song.
Yeah, it's completely different from, I think, what's come before.
Mm, definitely.
It's sort of, it feels futuristic. I don't know.
This also wasn't in my top 10. It's all you, baby.
It's all me, baby.
It's all you. What do you reckon? What do you think their chances are?
I reckon they're a dark horse.
Yeah, look, they've been doing okay with the bookies so far.
Yeah, I know they're up there, like they're third or second, something like.
Oh, look, it changes all the time.
It changes all the time. And you can't take bookies' predictions, you know, at face value.
I mean, that's true.
Look at Occidentale's karma. But having said that, Portugal last year did come back on the bookies and did win.
It did, right at the end.
So I say this is a dark horse. Usually you give a dark horse vote to someone who's lower down in the rankings. But I think either jury or fans, one of those may not vote for it too well, but I think the other will vote for it high, but I don't know which one.
Yeah, look, they were really received well at the London Eurovision party, and that was the first time we really got to see them live and figure out that it's one of the boys singing the high falsetto, which was quite amazing.
Yes.
Because I honestly thought it was the one woman in the band, and it's not. but yeah, it'll be very interesting because I don't know whether or not it'll be a huge fan favourite and maybe the juries will put it down or maybe the juries will love it. We won't know until, you know, the wash comes out in the end.
Look, I haven't seen much fanfare from fans on Twitter.
No.
So that has me concerned a little bit. So it could be a complete flop, to be honest.
Well, I hope it's not too. But sometimes you've got to take a punt with building a band for Eurovision to see if they'll actually gel. At the moment, we've really only seen them in performances just standing there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Staging could be a massive factor.
It could be.
Now for the Salvador effect. Here's a whole bunch of songs that are not in English.
From Italy, we have Ermal Meta and Fabrizio Moro with Non Mi Avante Fatto Niente.
You did very well. I always get it wrong.
I don't know. Ermal Meta was born in 1981 in Fier, Albania. He is a singer-songwriter. And Fabrizio Moro was born in 1975 in Rome. He's a singer-songwriter and TV presenter, and both are veterans of the Sanremo Music Festival. Italy, of course, will perform in the grand final.
Sivak Kangyan.
Sure.
Does that sound good? It doesn't even have hats on it.
No.
We'll be singing for Armenia with Kami, which means wind, I found out.
Oh, we can rename ourselves Kami Machine Podcast. Kami Machine Podcast.
Now, he was born in 1987 in Metislavin and won X Factor Ukraine in 2016. Armenia will perform 16th in semi-final one. That hard semi-final one.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we have Yanni Terzi from Greece singing Onero Mioi. And John, I'm sure, is going to tell me off for mispronouncing everything in that sentence.
It means something dream. Yeah, beautiful dream. Something that in English, yeah.
Yiana was born in 1980 in Thessaloniki. She became the Greek entry after the top five was reduced to just one after two were disqualified for not sounding Greek enough and the other two not paying the €20,000 fee to the broadcaster. That's interesting.
She's basically the Stephen Bradbury of Eurovision for this year. Yeah.
She came in from behind. And she will perform 14th in semi-final one.
Now we're up to our 3 points. So the Win Machine podcast jury awards France 3 points with their song Mercy.
Je suis née ce matin, je m'appelle Merci. Au milieu de la mer, entre deux pays, merci. C'était un long chemin et maman l'a pris. Elle m'avait dans la peau 8 mois et demi. Oh oui, 8 mois et demi. On On a quitté la maison, c'était la guerre. Sûr qu'elle avait raison, y avait rien à perdre. Oh non, excepté la vie. Je suis née ce matin, je m'appelle Merci. On m'a tendu la main et je suis en vie. Je suis tous ces enfants que la mère a pris.
Mercy will be performed by Madame Monsieur. It's a duo consisting of Emily Satt and Jean-Carl Lucas. They first met in 2008 and formed the group in 2013. France, of course, will perform in the grand final. Now, this did moderately well in both of our top tens. I think this is one that we've actually agreed on.
Yeah, so we both had it middle of the road in our top 10.
Yes. Good story. They sound magnificent live.
Oh, yes.
I would love to see what the staging will be. But, yeah, there's something quite special about France this year.
I think so too. They're a good chance to take it out too.
But now we continue with songs in languages other than English.
From Spain, we have Amaya and Alfred singing Tu Canción. Amaya Romero was born in 1999 in Pamplona, and Alfred Garcia was born in 1997 in El Prat de Llobregat. They met on a reality TV show called Operation Triunfo, which is a cross between Big Brother and All the Talent Shows. An interesting concept.
It's a little bit like Harry Potter. You know, we send all the wizards to a wizard school.
Okay.
We send all the musos to a muso school.
Right, okay.
And they all live there.
Amaya won that contest and Alfred finished fourth. And they will perform, of course, in the grand final, being Spain.
Eugent Bush Pepper will be representing Albania with the song Mal. He was born in 1984 in Reshen. He and his band once supported Deep Purple.
Ooh,
now that's kind of cool.
That's cool.
Albania will perform third in semi-final one. Hopefully
Ouch.
It doesn't get lost. Look, it's a great rock song, so
yeah.
Best of luck.
And next up we have Claudia Pascal featuring Isura with O Jardim from Portugal. Claudia Pascal was born in 1994 in Gondomar. Gondomar. Sounds like a Lord of the Rings city or
does.
Something. Gondor. She participated in both Idols twice, Factor X and The Voice. Isora Santos was born in 1989 in Gouveia. She is a singer-songwriter and came fourth in the Portuguese version of Operação Trunfo.
The same thing from same thing. Spain,
Yes. And Portugal will perform in the grand final as they are the host, naturally.
Our last one in the batch in languages other than English, we have Alina Nacheva, who will be representing Estonia with La Forza. She was born in 1991 in Tallinn, has a master's degree in classical singing and Can't You Half Tell. Estonia will perform ninth in semi-final one. This is one of the strong ones from semi-final one,
and it didn't make our top 10.
It did not.
I think it was just out, wasn't it?
It was just out. So now Win Machine Podcast Jury awards 4 points to Poland with Light Me Up.
A part of me is feeling weak. I took a chance, but now it feels so hard to breathe. A leap of faith now haunting me. What happened to the words? It's always you and me. I wanna feel alive when I'm running through my life. So help me to ignite the spark I feel inside. So help me now. Let me up now, baby. Let me up, tell me where to go. Let me up now, baby. Let me up and tell me where to go.
It's one of my favourites for sure.
Light Me Up is sung by Gromi featuring Lucas Major. Andreas Gromala, so that's where the Gromi comes from.
Yes.
Was born in 1978 in Krakow and is a DJ and record producer. Lucas Major was born in 1988 in Stockholm, Sweden.
Yes, he's Swedish.
And is the lead singer of a Swedish rock band, No Sleep for Lucy.
That sounds about right with our cat.
His brother is a hockey player and nearly joined him on the ice but chose music instead. Poland will perform 11th in semi-final two.
Yeah, this was all me.
Yeah. I didn't, no, I didn't pick any.
You didn't pick this at all. This was all me. Yeah. It's because I got a thing for Gromy. It's only because, you know, I got a thing for glasses. I can't help myself. This is a real summer tune. Like, you could hear this on the radio quite easily anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to be a good thing for Eurovision, but hey, we're a jury of two. We can pick whatever we like.
That's right. The next load of songs are a mixed bag of emotion.
Ireland this year is sending Ryan O'Shaughnessy with Together. He was born 1992 in Dublin and performed in both Britain's Got Talent and The Voice of Ireland. Ireland will perform 16th in semi-final one.
Next up is Rasmussen from Denmark with Higher Ground. Jonas Rasmussen was born around 1985 to 1986, because we're not exactly sure.
We don't know yet. Weird.
His mystery. In Vyborg, he's the lead singer of the hair metal cover band, Hair Metal Heroes, can't you tell?
Oh, absolutely.
He's also a stage actor and sometimes moonlights as a character from Game of Thrones. Denmark will perform fifth in semi-final two.
This year, Iceland is sending Ari Olafsson with Our Choice. He was born 1988 in Reykjavik. Don't have much information on him at all, unless anyone can tell me anything more. Iceland will perform second in semi-final one.
No, he's go bye-bye. I'm sorry. So the next song we'll play, this is all me. But Wind Machine Podcast Jury awards 5 points to Germany with You Let Me Walk Alone.
I'm a dreamer, a make-believer. I was told that you were true. I love the silence and the clear horizon, and I got that all from you. Every now and then I'm drawn to places where I hear your voice or see your face, and every little thought will lead me right back to you. I was born from one love of two hearts. We were three kids and a loving mom. You made this place a home, a shelter from the storm. You said I had a one life and a true heart. I tried my best and I came so far, but you will never know, 'cause you let me walk this road alone. My childhood hero will always be you, and no one else comes close. I thought you'd lead me when life's misleading. It's when I miss you most. Every now and then I'm drawn to places where I hear your voice or see your face, and every little thought will lead me right back to you. I was born from one love of two hearts. We were three kids and a loving mom. You made this place home, shelter from the storm. You said I had a one life and a true heart. I tried my best and I came so far, but you will never know, 'cause you let me walk this road.
Michael Schutter was born in 1990 in Dollerup. He came third in The Voice of Germany and got a record deal after posting his cover songs on YouTube. Hey, that's a good way of doing it. Germany, of course, will perform in the grand final.
This is all you.
All me.
It is all you. And I love think it. Because it's got something that resonates with you personally.
It does.
It's one of those songs that, you know, if you've had a little bit of a tragedy happening in your life, get you straight in the chest.
Straight in the chest, yep. I just hope if he can bring it live.
Oh, look, what I've seen of him, he hasn't been too bad.
Oh, no, I know, yeah.
But, yeah, he's quite contemporary sounding, so that could be good for him too.
And plus, Germany needs to, you know, have a good score as opposed to the last couple of years.
Ooh. Now, here's some catchy tunes. Serbia this year is sending Sanja Ilić and Balkanica.
Balkanica.
Balkanica with Nova Deca. Alexander Ilić was born in 1951 in Belgrade, and he's a composer, keyboardist, and architect. That's a bit different.
Mm.
He composed the Yugoslavian entry for Eurovision in 1982.
Oh.
So Balkanica was formed in 1998. I know I'm saying that wrong, but I can't stop myself. Now, there's usually 10 members, but we're not entirely sure who is going to 2018 because since they've been doing all the bits and pieces around, it's just been the two ladies and the one guy singing, and I can't find much information on them, unfortunately.
Okay.
Serbia will perform third in semi-final two.
Next up, we have a very divisive song, Alexander Rybak from Norway with That's How You Write a Song. Alexander was born in 1986 in Minsk, Belarus. Of course, as you all know, he was the winner of the 2009 contest and appeared in both the 2012 and 2016 interval acts. Norway will perform first in semi-final two.
Slovenia's gone a little bit different this year. They're sending Leia Cirque with Halva Ne, and it actually has an exclamation point at the end just to make it really punchy. She was born in 1989 in Koper. She has attempted to represent Slovenia in 2009, 2010, and 2017. She has also released one album. She was the backing vocals for Slovenia in 2014 and 2016 and will perform 17th in semi-final two. So we're getting to the bigger points now. Wind Machine podcast jury awards 6 points to Finland with Monsters.
Closed my eyes so I couldn't see it. Felt so numb, but now I'm ready to feel it. So tonight I'm making friends with all the creatures that are hiding there under my bed. I ain't gonna hold on to these monsters anymore. Now I'm gonna let in all the light, tear down the walls. At my worst I found my army strong, all the demons are gone. Try and scare me now, but I ain't scared no more.
Sara Alto, was born in 1987 in Ulansalo, is best at coming second, as I'm sure many fans know. She came second in the Finnish national selections for Eurovision in 2011 and 2016, and in X Factor UK she came second. Finland will perform 15th in semi-final one.
This did quite well for both of us, but I had it way higher than you. I'm a bit of a Sara fan now. Yes. I think she's very cool. And the fact that she can sing things in like millions of languages, even, you know, that astounds me since I can't even do English half the time. Hopefully this will do really well. It's still a fan favourite.
It's still a fan favourite.
It's still a bookie's favourite.
I think, to be honest, it comes down to the staging.
Well, yes, the national final staging you didn't like.
No, and a lot of other people didn't like. They thought it was more of a Rocker Steadford kind of thing.
I actually didn't mind it.
You didn't mind it?
I liked the cat suit with the stripies on it.
No, I wasn't a fan of that, to be honest.
Shame. Well, you know, we'll see what happens because I think that'll be under very tight wraps until we get to the rehearsals.
Yes. These next few have divided fandom.
Oh, yes, they have. Russia returns this year.
Russia!
With Julia Samalova, and she will be singing I Won't Break. She was born in 1989 in Yutka. She almost represented Russia last year. Yes. She has spinal muscular atrophy and sings from a wheelchair. Russia will perform 6th in semi-final 2.
Next up, Irayo sings For You for Georgia. They are a Georgian jazz and ethno-folk group. They formed in 2013 and they have 7 listed members, so we're unsure who is sitting out. That's sad. But the lead singer is named David Malazonia. Georgia will perform 10th in semi-final 2.
Unfortunately, this next song ranks really low in nearly every single YouTube reaction video we've ever seen is Montenegro, which is Vanja Radanovic in Inje. He was born in 1982 in Belgrade, Serbia, and Montenegro will perform 16th in semi-final 2. Wind Machine Podcast Jury awards 7 points to Israel with Toy.
At me, I'm a beautiful creature. I don't care about your modern time preacher. Welcome, boys, too much noise. I will teach ya. Pum pum po, drum pum po. Hey, I think you forgot how to play. My teddy bear's running away. The Barbie got something to say. Hey, 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 hey. My mama says leave me alone. I'm taking my Pikachu home. You're stupid, just like you're smart. You're divine and he's about to regret. He's a buck up, buck up, buck up, buck up, buck up, buck up, I'm not your buck up, 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 I'm not your toy.
Oh,
Toy is sung by Netta, who was born in 1993 in Hod Hasharon. She's lived in Nigeria as a child and served in the Israeli army band. Israel will perform 7th in semi-final 1.
This is the bookies' favourite, which is probably could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. This is, I've read, the biggest favourite since 2012.
Yes, I've read that too.
Now, that's a bit frightening because we know what happened in 2012 and Sweden ran with it.
Yeah.
I hope that Netta does very well because watching some videos with her, especially with a interview for WeWe Blogs, where she talks about how her look is actually very important because of society standards of beauty. And she says that in Israel, she finds it quite upsetting that, you know, clothes are not made for big women. Big women are not celebrated. Big women are not seen. So I think this would be a really good thing for her to win. And of course, plus the song is about the Me Too movement.
Yes. Now, I predict she'll run away with the fan vote, but the jury vote, that's, I'm not sure. She may be good enough, but I think it all hinges on the jury vote. If she can win the jury vote, she's got it in the bag.
Look, using a looper from a jury point of view might actually be a good thing.
Yeah.
Because it does show that she has a handle on producing and mixing her own music.
Oh, that's a good point, yes.
So that could be a good thing for her.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, you don't actually have this in your top 10.
No, it's about 15th for me.
It's all me, this one.
Yep.
It's all me. And the thing is, I know a lot of people have decided that, you know, they've heard it too many times and now they're over it. I still love it. I still love it. Yeah. I still sing along. So now for some rockin' and rappin'. Hungry is sending AWS, not to be confused with BWS, with Vizlat Na, which means goodbye summer.
Okay.
I think that's what it means in English.
Yeah.
A metal band formed in 2006 in Budakeski. Members include Bence Brucker, Daniel Kokkins, Oz Silioski, Aaron Verice, and Soma Silschla. They've released 3 albums, and Hungary will perform 13th in semi-final 2.
Romania, with the humans saying goodbye. Cristina Caramacu, Alexandru Sismaru, Alexandru Matai, Alan Negor, and Adi Terat are all from Bucharest. Goodbye is their second ever single. And Romania will perform 2nd in semi-final 2. 2 for 2.
2 for 22. Next in this little group, we have San Marino. Jessica and Jennifer Brenning will be singing Who We Are. Jessica Muscat was born in 1989 in Mostar, Malta. Previously attempted to represent Malta at Junior Eurovision in 2004 and has tried out for the Eurovision Song Contest every year from 2009 to 2016. She's also a Maltese soapy star. Nice. Jennifer was born in 1996 in Berlin, Germany and took part in The Winner Is and Germany Seeks a Superstar. So basically, San Marino opened up their doors to anyone who would want to represent them at Eurovision.
Mm-hmm.
So we have someone from Malta and someone from Germany. So that's a bit different. San Marino will perform 4th in semi-final 2. So Wind Machine Podcasts awards 8 points to Switzerland with Stones.
Wild joker on a gold throne, blood diamond summer home. Wrong people with the right to know, but I can't do anything about it. All saying that life's hard, don't want it in a backyard. We should be further from the start, but I can't do anything about it. We're so afraid we fire away. What's
worth. We're so afraid, repeat the mistake. Enemy. It's been this way for centuries, and I can't do anything about it. Can't wait to light the cannonball. Can't face the mirror, says it all. Sins of the father make us fall, and I can't do anything about it. We so afraid we fire.
Stones is performed by Zibs. They are siblings Corinne, born 1985, and Stefan, born 1987, Geffler from Zurich, but they live in LA. Zibs is a modified version of siblings. Ah, I did not know that.
Zibs.
Ah, clever. They have released two albums and wrote jingles for adverts. Switzerland will perform 17th in semi-final one.
We have Switzerland about the same spot in our top 10.
Yeah.
So we both agree on this one. Look, Switzerland, I think, have been a bit hard done by over the last few years.
Oh, they definitely have.
This is probably their chance to make it back to the finals.
Yeah, I really do hope so.
I hope so. I know they're in semi-final one, which is awful.
But they're second last.
They could stand out. We don't know. But hey, our jury of two has decided they're worth a shot.
Now, here's some seriously radio-friendly songs.
I can't believe it this year. Sweden is not in our top 10.
Nope.
This year, they're sending Benjamin Ingrosso with Dance You Off. He was born 1997 in Dangrid. He's a child actor and singer and came fifth in last year's Melody Festivalen. Sweden will perform 15th in semi-final two.
Malta will be represented by Christabel with the song Taboo. Christabel was born in 1992 in Magar. She was a host of a TV show as a teen. Malta will perform 12th in semi-final two with a rocking song. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. This year, Croatia, very different from last year, will be sending Franka, who will be performing Crazy. She was born 1992 in Rijeka. She is an LGBTQIA plus and animal rights activist. She gets thumbs up me for that. Croatia will perform 12th in semi-final one. We're getting up to the big points now. You ready? Breathing, heavy breathing. Wind Machine Podcast Jury Awards 10 points to the Czech Republic with Lie to Me.
Oh, close. She a good girl at home, but her skirt goes up like Marilyn Monroe's. Papa likes the drama, mama harder than lava. She rocking high heels, proud of her face like Madonna. By the way she moved, got me making a puddle. Baby, I already knew you would be nothing but a trouble. Damn it, everybody knows she never loved for real. Honey bunny up all night when I be up on those screen. I know you got Papa the button is with bamboo. When you were still seeing me, well, he didn't even know. But goddamn it, come count to three. Now sit down, GGY, I'm on fire. So come and lie to me. Lie to me, oh baby, come a little closer. Lie to me. Lie to me, oh baby, lean up on my shoulder. Lie to me. Get down on my body, love me like it was always meant to be. Now you love somebody new, I always knew. So come and give it to me. Drop, she drop, dropped it like it's harder now. Without a second thought, you got me doing what I'm not. Then it go heavy, mom, I'm feeling home already. But steady, plenty of these beauties when I eat my spaghetti. And she got one of my friends, she got him dripping on wood. I know it hurts so bad, but it feels so good. It's sweet talking me now, baby, I don't give a damn. You should've thought about me back when I was in them. I know you got Papa the button is with bamboo. When you were still seeing me, well, he didn't even know. But goddamn it, come count to three. Now sit down, GGY, I'm on fire. So come and lie to me. Lie to me, oh baby, come a little closer. Lie to me. Lie to me, oh baby, lean upon my shoulder. Lie to me. Get down on my body, love me like it was always meant to be. Now you love somebody new, I always knew. So come and give it to me. You know I like it. You look so good. When you la la la, set my camel in the mood. When you la la la, when you la la la, lie to me. Lie to me, oh baby, come a little closer. Lie to me. Lie to me, oh baby, lean upon my shoulder. Lie to me. Get down on my body, love me like it was always meant to be. Now you love somebody new, I always knew. So come and give it to me.
Lie to Me is sung by Miklos Josef. He was born in 1992 in Prague, and he was approached to sing My Turn for last year's contest.
I'm so glad he didn't.
No, that would have been weird.
Weird.
Czech Republic will perform fifth in semi-final one, and I'm sure this will do gangbusters.
I hope so. We've both got it. You've got it very high. I've got it middle of the road. When this song first came out, I hated it because of the lyrics.
Yeah, the lyrics can put you off.
The trumpet got me.
Yeah, the trumpet is...
It's the trumpet.
The trumpet makes it, definitely.
Now that they've cleaned up the lyrics a little bit, because that was probably a good idea, I think it's become more radio-friendly and a little bit more accessible to everyone instead of sounding gross. But there are some pretty foul lyrics in it. Like, I don't know, was it lost in translation? Like
dripping on wood?
Yeah, dripping on wood.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. But look, we'll see how it goes. At the moment, he's running around Europe wearing a backpack, so I don't know whether or not the backpack's going to happen at Eurovision, but we'll see.
Yes.
But look, you know, our jury of two thought it was worth the 10 points.
Before we announce our ultimate winner, here's the songs that just missed out.
FYR Macedonia is sending IQ with Lost and Found. They're a rock duo of Bojan Trajkovski and Maria Ivanoska. And they're joined by Darko Dimitrov for the contest. He's not usually in it, but I feel he may be the drummer.
Oh.
He wears a good t-shirt in the film clip, I can tell you that. He does. FYR Macedonia will perform 11th in semi-final one.
Next up is one of my favourites, you know. It's Latvia's Laura Rizzotto with Funny Girl. She was born in 1994, and I feel dirty, in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. She moved to the United States as a child, and she will perform 14th in semi-final two.
Give it up for the Netherlands. They've gone country again. And Waylon is back by himself performing Outlaw Inum. William Bekirk is his original
name.
Bekirk! Born 1980 in appeld porn. That almost sounds naughty, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. He represented Netherlands as one half of the Common Linnets in 2014.
Woo-hoo.
He finished second in Holland's Got Talent. The Netherlands will perform eighth in semi-final two.
Ooh, we've got three songs to go. Two won't make the cut. Senek from Belgium sings A Matter of Time. She just missed the cut.
She just missed the cut.
She was born in 1990 in Leuven. She also works in visual merchandising at IKEA. Okay.
Good job.
Good job.
I'd love a job like that.
Belgium will perform fourth in semi-final one. Two songs to go.
Two songs to go. Which one didn't make it? United Kingdom is sending Suri with the song Storm. Susanna Marie Cork was born 1989 in Harlow. She worked with Belgium, providing backing vocals for Louis Notet in 2015 and was the musical director for Blanche last year. United Kingdom will, of course, perform in the grand final.
And I love Suri. She's such a dag.
She is such a sweetheart. And the winner of Wind Machine Podcast 2018 preview episode on 12 points is Austria with Nobody But You.
Surprise.
Lord, I'm gonna get so hot tonight. I'm gonna let the floodgates open wide. I'm in open waters. This is what I need. Don't try to get you off of my mind. And I get no sleep, I'm in too deep. I can't let you leave. It wouldn't be right letting you go, running away from love. Ain't nobody but you I can hold on to. So am I. Bring you back tonight. Yeah. Oh, you're running circles around my mind. After your words have been my Bible, how could I search for someone new? Ooh. While I really want you by my side. And I get no sleep, I'm in too deep. Tear my heart out. I'm shaking till I fall down. Don't make me tear my heart out. Don't make me tear my heart out. I'm shaking till I fall down. Don't make me tear my heart out. Wouldn't be right letting you go, running away. Ain't nobody but you I can hold on to. So am I rocking in my arm, making you stay tonight. Ain't nobody but you I can hold on to.
Nobody But You is sung by Cesar Samson. He was born in 1983 in Linz and was backing vocals for Bulgaria in 2016 and 2017. Austria will perform 13th in semi-final one.
Yes, now this came out of nowhere for us.
It did,
it
surprised us. It was neither of our top.
But when you combine,
yep,
they ended up on top. Look, The first time I listened to this song, I loved it. You weren't sure.
I wasn't sure, but every day it's impressed me more.
And then, of course, the first time we got to see him sing live, which was London, he was phenomenal. And he's continued to be phenomenal. He was great in Israel as well. He's got the goods.
Yeah.
This has got a gospel vibe to it. It's very kind of cool. There's a good Mondegreen, which is, Lord, I'm going to get some pie tonight. You know, I love pie, especially if it's cherry. Hopefully he will do well because could it be time for Austria again?
So soon? Hell yes. Vienna.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Well, there you have it. That is our top 10. So there are 43 songs. You can go and listen to the other ones at your leisure. Our top votes will be posted on our website. Next episode, we'll be back to usual programming with Germany. May I have the legal announcement, please?
We at Wind Machine Podcast have taken every legal step allowed to us to present this podcast with a current APRA license, and we claim fair use for the music played. We are not affiliated with the EBU, its partners, or SBS. We are just fans.
You can now catch our 2018 reaction videos on YouTube. Just type in Wind Machine Podcast and you'll find us because we're the only ones on YouTube, which is great.
There's no one else on YouTube, just us.
It's just us. You just find us. And of course, if you haven't already watched it, you get to see Polly, one of our cats.
The troll cat.
That comes in and decides to nearly take over the show for us. So that was nice. At least she's a good distraction.
That's right.
I've been Danny Tregoning and you can find me on Twitter, DanieTreg.
And I am Mark Perkins. You can find me on Twitter at MarkPerkinsVO.
You can find the podcast on Twitter at Wind Machine Pod.
Like us on Facebook.
We actually have an at now on Facebook.
Oh, we do.
We do. So it's actually Wind Machine Podcast.
Okay.
Which makes it easier, doesn't it?
Yes.
Sure does. Also, you can find past podcasts all over the joint, and Mark is actually still uploading old episodes to SoundCloud.
I'll get there.
So if you like SoundCloud, you'll find all of our past ones. But a lot of our past ones are on our website, windmachinepodcast.com. We'll be back with Germany very soon, and then it's Eurovision.
So one more podcast before Eurovision.
And then we'll be back probably with just a quick reactionary podcast about what we thought of 2018.
Yep.
And then how many episodes we got left of this season?
Well, after Germany and the post-review, we'll have 8 more countries.
Wow. And yes, I did say season 1, which means season 2 is happening.
Ooh, that's coming at the start of next year.
Yeah. So keep an eye out. How about you all guess what we're doing for season 2? It's a little bit different.
Yeah, tweet us. Tell us what you think we're going to do.
All right. Well, until then, be good. Bye-bye.
Bye.